Bud Riley, CKFH 2020 News. Clear skies, 67 degrees. North Bay policemen suggest that all policemen should retire after 25 years on the force because, he says, the 55-year-old officer isn't efficient on patrol work. There are no higher-level jobs he could be promoted to. But higher-level jobs there are absorb only a few older officers while the rest continue to pound the beat. Rome police got down on their hands and knees today to look for a woman's nose. Unattached. She lost her nose when her husband got angry and bit it off. A woman was taken to hospital without her schnoz, but the doctor sent the police back to the apartment to get it. The officers finally found it in a public corridor. Then they rushed it, sirens blaring, to the emergency ward of the hospital, and doctors sewed it on immediately. The wife will be in hospital for 4 weeks. The husband's been charged with biting her nose off. What else? Relatives of a newly married British couple are searching for the honeymooners tonight to give them a message. You're not married. Not really. The registrar at Banwell, England, got his dates mixed up, so he showed up at the wedding late, came after 6 o'clock. Well, a little late, they thought, but better late than never. So they thought. The wedding came off, only it's illegal to conduct a wedding service after 6 o'clock. So Ian Minton and Jennifer Brooks are having an illicit affair tonight. Premarital sex, and they don't know it. They probably don't even care. British Columbia Attorney General Leslie Peterson said today he's still not decided whether or not to start an investigation of the riot in Vancouver's Gastown district. Peterson said he has not received a copy of the official police report on the riot, which saw 70 people arrested and several injured. Peterson said he's pleased with the success of a party sponsored by the Gastown merchants last Saturday, which eased tensions in the area considerably. NASA claims the Genesis rock brought back from the moon is so pure that scientists may have to devise new techniques to find out its age. A white crystalline anthracite was picked up on the lower slopes of Mount Hadley Delta by Apollo 15 astronaut Dave Scott and Jim Irwin. Geologists hope it'll prove to be part of the moon's original crust, maybe 4.5 billion years old. Metro Grade 1 classrooms will not be so crowded this fall. Etobicoke educational officials predict 50 empty classrooms and 400 fewer students. Kindergarten enrollment is expected to be down 400 pupils. The York Board of Education superintendent also says economic conditions are causing more high school students to stay in school because they can't find jobs. So, where there is a blank at one end, the upper end will be crowded. Why so many empty primary school classrooms? A drop in immigration, high cost of housing, and the pill is also being widely blamed. A weekly hotline award goes to Gary Reed for his news tip last Tuesday. He's now eligible for the annual award. When you see news, call the hotline 920-NEWS.
CKFH weather.
Tonight, clear with a low near 60 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer, high near 85. Wednesday, sunny again. It's 67 degrees. I'm Bud Riley. This is CKFH 2020 News. News time, anytime on 1430.
CKFH, Toronto.